Give me a tattoo, deeper than skin, on the bones of my spine, on the surface of every vertebrae. In every human tongue, tattoo their word for poetry, so that no language feels foreign anymore, so that each human voice can speak a word in me. Let Arabic and Hebrew sit side by side without throwing stones. Let Cantonese and Hindi characters link hands to hold Swahili and Hutu in a hammock. Let Basque and Zulu finally touch lips with Vietnamese while Navajo rests its head on the shoulder of Malay. We speak 6,000 tongues, but I'll endure the pain and the time so that no human voice can speak to me without being felt down to the bone. Line them up and engrave them, like an organic barcode written in Braille, readable by the worms that will one day convert me back to the religion of dust and ash we believed in once before this cult of flesh and blood pulled us out from the clay to play brief characters in the rain. Let them taste the flavor of our words. Let them consume poetry and give it back to the soil so the earth can feel the weight of our words and not forget us when we extinct ourselves like all the species before us. Carve the last word in Morse code at the base of my spine so I can feel the rhythm of the word in my hips when I sleep, and so if I ever lose my voice, I can still speak the word by tapping my fingers, pounding a drum, or changing the rhythm of my heartbeat to speak with my blood. Imagine 6,000 tongues playing my spine in 33-part harmony, making a symphony of me with a melody that reverberates up my spinal cord, echoing louder and louder in the tunnel all the way to the base of my brain where it detonates and resonates inside my skull, ricocheting 6,000 new expressions for the same word in the voices of 6 billion singers and my 6 trillion thoughts until I can take no more chaos and their song explodes from my lips, offering the world a moment of synchronized understanding of one song, of one voice, of one man for one instant before the world blinks, loses focus, and listens to the echo of the human race slowly fade away.